Yahoo!
So is every Yahoo a yokel now? The Yahoo brand took another hit this week, as the company revealed yesterday. It said over a billion user accounts were hacked in 2013. Now, in the annual report to stockholders of that year, Yahoo CEO Marissa Mayer was more enthusiastic about the company passing 800 million monthly active users. But that's a lot of hacks. Here's a figure for you. For every 7 people in the world, there's most likely one with a hacked Yahoo account. The billion compromised accounts are separate from a hack affecting 500 million user accounts in 2014. So that's a billion and a half, which Yahoo disclosed this past summer. With more, Kim Zetter, journalist and author covering cybersecurity for more than a decade for Wired, Washington Post, and The Intercept. You got a Yahoo account, Kim?
I'm not saying.
Right, don't say. Yahoo equals hacked at this point?
Possibly. I mean, you know, the billion number is a little deceptive because a lot of people use Yahoo accounts for throwaway accounts. So it might be, you know, one person has 5-10 Yahoo accounts, and many of those might not be very active. I know Yahoo announced in 2013 they had 800 million active accounts. But again, many of those may be multiple accounts for a single person. So that doesn't indicate, you know, a billion users are affected.
In terms of consumer cybersecurity, is there anything about Yahoo that makes it a compromise, a technological compromise compared to other places?
Yeah, so we don't know exactly. Yahoo apparently doesn't know how this breach occurred. They said that in their announcement, that they're not really quite sure how the attackers got this data. You know, every company is sort of susceptible to this, especially, you know, they're like banks, that if they've got a lot of accounts, then they are going to be targets for data breaches like this. What makes this particularly egregious for Yahoo is, of course, as you mentioned, that they had another announcement in September about 500 million accounts. And they're saying that this breach seems to be separate from that one. So these are sort of, you know, serial attacks on Yahoo, and they don't seem to be getting the security right.
In terms of forensics here, how do you investigate what happens in a follow-on to a hack like this? So let's just say somebody or some agency gets a billion files or 500 million files. You would tend to see from that a systematic use of 10,000 of those files to try to get money, or, you know, you'd see a kind of pattern in the way in which that data was used that would point to some particular hacking modality or, you know, hacker style. Anything like that going on?
Well, I think the way that this was discovered is that the sale of these of the data was discovered in the dark market and underground forums. So that's usually the first indication. And sometimes if you can catch it when the sale is happening early, then you can actually prevent that fraudulent activity that you're talking about. So you may not discover it through fraudulent activity accounts. You may discover it during the initial sale. The thing is with these accounts is that even though, you know, you're talking about a bulk amount of accounts like this, they're not necessarily using the data to get into the accounts. This data was being sold to spammers in large part. So it was discovered being sold in the underground market to 3 different buyers. 2 of them were known spammers. So you wouldn't notice fraudulent activity getting into the accounts, but you would notice, you know, increased spam. The third buyer was interesting, though. This is coming from a Bloomberg story. The third buyer seemed to be an intelligence agency or nation state, because when they were looking at purchasing this data, they asked the seller, they gave them a list of 10 names of U.S. government officials and company officials, and asked them if they were among the data. And so that indicates that someone may have been looking for targeted accounts in that case. So again, you're not going to see sort of bulk fraudulent activity. You're going to see spamming and maybe targeted fraudulent activity.
So tell me about these dark auctions for lists. Where do they occur? How do you authenticate a good list? And if you have a good list, you know, where do you go to peddle it?
So there are these underground criminal markets. I call them underground simply because they're not accessible through like a Google search. They're hosted by what's called the Tor and Onion services. And that means that you need to know the specific Onion email address in order to get to it. And oftentimes they may be protected in other ways as well. But anyways, these are forums, like just like any sort of e-commerce market. You can go onto these sites and you'll see hackers selling stolen goods and services. And you can contact them if you want to sort of test the data to see if it's accurate. They may give you a sample of Yahoo addresses and passwords if they have them. And you can test to see if you can actually get into those. Same thing with credit cards. When they sell credit card numbers in bulk, they may give you a sample of credit card numbers so that you can test them to see if they're still live numbers.
If I wanted to buy a list of 10,000 credit card numbers that I would expect a yield of, say, 70% of them were good, how much would that cost?
You know, it really depends. It fluctuates. The sale of card data used to be, I mean, it depends on the card data as well. If we're talking about, you know, just a Visa card number, or if you're talking about sort of a black card,
right,
of American Express. And it also depends on what are the balance limits or the charge limits on the cards. So, you know, a sale of cards can go anywhere from $1 per card to up to $20, depending on the cards,
amazing,
the value of the cards.
Kim Zetter, journalist and author covering cybersecurity for Wired, The Washington Post, The Intercept, and other publications. Thanks so much, Kim.
You're welcome.